As I know our Anglophone brothers, this dialogue will not succeed since the leaders are not released. Really, I don't want it to be like this, but as these guys are, leaders can't be in jail and they say there's dialogue.
Finally, Bia has recognized that political problems can only be solved by providing political and non-military or judicial solutions.
I think it is important today that those who are in the bush should stop fighting, lay down their weapons in order to come to dialogue. Because the important thing is not only dialogue, the important thing is that all the actors of the Anglophone crisis can really come to dialogue.
Bia should free people who are in jail and then talk about dialogue. When people are in prison, who are we going to talk to?
Mixed reactions there of Cameroonians speaking about the Paul Biya's speech that he made yesterday. But the conflict has been there for quite a while now, more than 2 years. What do we make of the timing of Cameroon's Biya to initiate a dialogue to end the crisis that has left 2,000 people dead and displaced 500,000?
Exactly, Assumpta. That's the million-dollar question everyone is asking themselves. Well, to answer it, I spoke to Johannes Bustal, whose organization, the Swiss Mission to Africa, it's a church-based organization that is offering emergency relief services to the affected people in Anglophone regions. He had some good comments to talk about because he's involved in, you know, helping these people there. Let's take a listen.
I think it's really interesting, as you stated, even though I realize from our contact to the Anglophone partners that their expectations were not too high. So many times the president promised something and it happened otherwise. We only can have some ideas of why now. Actually, what we hope is that the international voices have come to President Paul Biya's ears, and that there is some kind of insight that he should now take initiative, since he has seen that the life sentencing of those opposition leaders a few weeks ago really hardened the conflict and brought more violence.
Now, Biya said the dialogue will reflect on restoring peace, security, national unity, and progress. But he did not specify if representatives for the separatist movements would be invited to participate in the talks. How feasible is this then?
Well, actually, this really makes it in some kind just a cosmetic speech, since the government until now is not able to identify the leaders of the armed groups, since anybody who take courage and gave his name and showed his face in terms of secession or some kind of a critical statement to the government found himself afterwards in jail.
Now, on our Facebook page, we've been asking, you know, our followers, especially those in Cameroon, whether they think that this dialogue will yield so much success in the absence of the separatist leaders and Maurice Kamto, the opposition leader who's still in jail, and they're pessimistic about the whole thing. Why?
When you put those in jail, who is left? And with whom do you want to talk by now? So we can understand the demand that there should now be a way of releasing the secessionist and opposition leaders, and on the other hand, to admit that although forces of the government were part of violence and escalation.
I was speaking to Johannes Stahl, whose organization has been offering emergency relief services to affected people in Anglophone regions. As usual, shall come back to your comments whenever we can. We still have much more for you, so don't go away.